EBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. The House has narrowly passed a bill that would increase the debt ceiling by $1.5 trillion, also cut federal spending. Majority Leader Steve Scalise.
House Republicans are not going to sit on the sidelines. We're going to lead and present a solution. That's what this bill is.
That bill, though, not expected to pass the Senate, and the president says he'd veto it. Montana Republicans banning transgender lawmaker Zoe Zephyr from the House for the rest of the 2023 session. It's in retaliation for her scolding lawmakers over a ban on gender-affirming care for children.
I rose up in defense of my community that day, speaking to harms that these bills bring and that I have firsthand experience knowing about.
She'll still be allowed to vote remotely. President Biden and the South Korean president revealing a new plan to counter North Korea's nuclear threat by sending a U.S. nuclear ballistic sub to South Korea. Stocks fell again on Wall Street. This is ABC News. British regulators blocking Microsoft's $69 billion deal to buy video game maker Activision Blizzard over competition concerns. Texas lawmakers are taking on Meta, Twitter, and TikTok.
In the social media Wild West, just about anyone can sign up for an account, including minors.
Our children are not the customers of these platforms. They are the commodity being traded.
Texas State Representative Shelby Slauson says the youngest users may or may not understand what they're signing up for.
Their young minds are being shaped by addictive algorithms, and their attention spans are being captured and curated in directions that serve corporate bottom lines.
Her proposal would require parental consent for anyone under 18 to open a social media account. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Progress in the Roman Catholic Church. For the first time in the church's 2,000-year history, women will have the right to vote at the meeting of bishops. Pope Francis approving the change for the Vatican body. Andy Field, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Wisconsin's coronavirus emergency is officially over. The Department of Health Services says it will transition away from emergency footing as the Biden administration prepares to end the national emergency declaration in about 2 weeks. DHS Secretary Kristen Johnson urges people in Wisconsin not to let their guard down just because the emergency declarations are passing. Wisconsin's top Democrats are lining up behind President Biden's re-election bid. Wisconsin Democratic Party Chairman Ben Wickler says there's no path to the White House without winning Wisconsin. Congressman Mark Pocan tells the Journal Sentinel that progress under Biden is the fastest he's seen in 30 years. In sports, the Bucks are out of the playoffs after last night's Game 5 overtime loss to Miami. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the grave digger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standard room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, I'll come take it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling? I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always standing room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, out come ticket.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country. Together we can unite in the fight against Parkinson's disease in a safe but exciting and fun way. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register at movingdaywalk.org.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday edition. I'm right back here where I belong with you and E-Bone. How you doing, Dominic?
Awesome, Crudy. Good to see you once again. Welcome back, man.
You know, I miss a couple days, a couple of big shows. And I miss Tucker, rhymes with Tucker, being out. And to a lesser degree, the Don Lemon news. He's out as well. I miss the beginning.
Look at Dan Bongino. He was out before Tucker.
I don't know that he was ever in Dan Bongino, righty whitey talker, in the same way that Tucker was in. And of course, there's the Trump trial, the defamation trial, the E. Jean Carroll that's begun. She famously, now it's become famous, she said, "I was raped." Trump has now been accused in open court under, you know, fear of perjury of raping a woman in a department store. So candidate rapist alleged at this point, Donald Trump. And of course, the breaking news today, Don, maybe you've got an update on this. Mike Pence, the former vice president, gave J6 testimony, but the one that caught my attention for all the wrong reasons, Joe Biden running for re-election. It did not warm my cockles. There was no chill that went down my leg a la Chris Matthews. Nothing. It was the least important headline of the day, of the week, of my absence.
I mean, he's fine. Joe's fine. If Joe can stay Joe as it is right now, I'd much rather have Joe. And, you know, we talked in the last hour about who would replace if something did happen to Joe. Joe backs out. You know, who would do that? And there's a few. There's some governors out there that could potentially, you know, fill that gap. The other question, what if Trump's out, right? And Pence testifying today, what if something goes down, the headwinds are too strong, Trump, you know, he's got some health problems, all of a sudden he doesn't show up, he's out. So now it's what, DeSantis? Do we still back? Do I still support Biden over DeSantis? Sure. I mean, anybody the Republicans are going to put forth, Joe Biden is right now the leading candidate in the Democratic Party. I would vote for Joe over any of those people. So, yeah, you know, I'm not thrilled about it, but I'm pragmatic, and we certainly cannot have any of the megas getting anywhere near that kind of power again.
The newest polling would seem to indicate that Donald Trump's done just fine despite the trial and the prior indictments. He's gotten stronger. DeSantis, he keeps picking weird fights with Mickey Mouse, and it, you know, I know he's trying awfully hard.
He filed a lawsuit against him today.
I thought it was yesterday or recently. I know it's been filed. The question whether or not DeSantis retaliated against ISDE, and probably he did. Probably he did. And, you know, so anyways, Dom, these are the things going through my mind, because the rationale for Joe Biden's candidacy is Donald Trump's candidacy. And if either of those two candidates were to step back in this symbiotic death spiral of old dudes, I think the rationale for the other guy would certainly fall away. Because I can tell you, I don't think Joe Biden contrasts well with a 45-year-old Harvard-educated, well-spoken lawyer from Florida in the same way he does with the rambling grandfather.
The head bobbing DeSantis dude who is getting beat down by Trump. That, that you think Joe Biden's going to have a hard time with that? I mean,
contrasting with a 45-year-old,
yes. The issue regardless. And I'm not clear, given where we're at right now, that the motivation, it's not just Trump, man. It's MAGA. And DeSantis is MAGA. These are all MAGA people.
Fascist wannabe, certainly.
I mean, that's it. So pick your fascist, your old fascist, your young fascist, your female fascist. Maybe Nikki Haley gets in there. Pick your fascist. No, I don't want any of those people near the White House. The guy just won. If Joe Biden wasn't 80 years old, Crudy, would you be saying the same thing? If he was 70, if he was 60?
No, I probably would have less issues, especially if he had, you know, sharper wits about him. Sharper wits. Some guys age better than other guys. I don't think Joe Biden is the best aging of all the political guys I've met out there in the world. I've met some pretty damn sharp 80-somethings. It's not his age. It's his current state of intellect. There are days when Joe Biden rambles about stuff I don't know what the hell he's talking about.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
You want
to articulate some of that for me, man?
When Joe leads with his favorite kind of ice cream at press conferences, that's a little befuddling to me. Like, where did that come from, Joe? When the former guy rambled about crazy stuff, man, woman, plane, camera, whatever he said, that stuff worried me a little bit. Like, this guy should not be in charge of the direction of the steering wheel of our country. Well, I can tell you, if the only rationale, and I think you are misguided if you think that Joe Biden stands up against other candidates in the same way, the only rationale for Joe Biden's candidacy is to beat Donald Trump. And if it ain't Trump, it really should be a different consideration of the Democratic Party.
I don't see the gap. I don't see the reason.
2789. Well, let's.
You say it, but you're not justifying.
Well, let's see if the audience can better articulate.
He's the winner. Biden already beat him once.
Sure. So if it's Biden, Trump too, unlike many prize fights, I think that Trump is hugely damaged as a candidate. I think he loses. But if it ain't Trump, and if the rationale is who's the best possible leader of our nation, I'm sorry. I don't know if that's Joe Biden any longer. He's the right guy at the time, but I'm not sure if he's the right guy for the next generation. That's what I'd like to hear from the audience. He got us through COVID. He got us through Trump. Now we're kind of getting back on our feet. Is Joe the right guy for the next generation? Let's ask.
How about the next 4 years? Not worry about the next generation. Man.
Let's see if we can live with the four-year plan. Jeannie from Eau Claire. Welcome back, Jeannie. What do you got?
Hey, Jeannie.
Well, I disagree with you significantly. That guy knows what he's doing. He may take a little bit to get his thoughts there, but he's experienced. He knows all of the people in the different countries. He's strengthened NATO. I mean, the guy has so much on his plate that I'm amazed that he can handle all of it and doing a really outstanding job. And he has good nutrition. He exercises. He exercises his brain. Don't discount an older guy, because there's a lot of young people that do not have the capacity that he has, does not have the stamina and the knowledge and the respect, and I think he's going to do an outstanding job, and I think he'd be better than anyone that I know of that is younger right now in this situation, because he's got to finish the job. He's got to finish the job.
What is completion? What does success of the Biden presidency look like for you, Gene?
You know what the success of the Biden presidency is? Is preserving democracy. In addition to that, he is listening to the young people. He's trying to put in more things to help younger Americans. In addition to that, he needs us out there, every single one of us who knows what fascism is all about now, to vote out those Republicans and help make our country a better place to get more capable and not jobs in those positions in our federal government that run our country. So, yeah, I think he's great. I really do.
Jeannie,
and we all know about him, and we know his history, and we know what he can do, and he's got experience. So that's just my personal biased opinion, boys. Don't hold the age against him, please. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeannie. Always appreciate you listening. I'm going to clear the line, though, because we got lots of friends trying to get through. 844-967-2789. And did I mention Brewer tickets, a pair to give away for Saturday night's Angels game at, I almost called the County Stadium, American Family Field, our Brewers affiliate, WISS 1100 AM 98.3 FM, providing a pair of Brewers tickets to our fine listeners, those with a good take. Let's go with Joe, John from Boaz. John, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hi, John.
Hi. I just would like to talk about this current. We're starting the May of 2023. We have two contenders. Who's the third party? Donald Trump shot himself in the foot. And Joe Biden is too old and senile. He's got Alzheimer's disease. Who's the third party?
John, you think there's Lane? Who would you vote for? Is that Robert Kennedy Jr., the anti-vaxxer?
No, you.
Oh.
You, Your Honor.
See, I like it. John, you must be sucking up hard for some Brewers tickets. Didn't you win some already this month?
I got kicked out because I hit too many home runs.
John, you hold tight. I'll think about you for a bit. 844-967-2789. Another friend, Mark from the SAC. How you doing, Mark?
Hey, Mark.
Doing okay. Looks like I might be going home tomorrow, so that's good.
Excellent. That'd be great news, Mark.
There'll be some challenges there, but I can, and I like Joe Biden at this point in time. And let's remember that none of these Republicans, you know, either in our state or any other state, has just come out and outright condemned what happened on January 6th. Any of national prominence, unqualified, condemned what had happened. And condemn Donald Trump for his part in it. I mean, that they lack the courage to call the insurrection the threat, one of the greatest threats to our democracy that we've seen in recent history. I mean, that let's remember the
Mark, we're going to be short on time. Let me interrupt you and point you in a different direction. If we want our president to be the best and brightest, to best, most capably represent we, the American people, is Joe Biden that guy?
At this point in time, he's plenty bright enough for me. I mean, that he's, you know, he might take his time collecting his thoughts together, but at this point in time, I don't know who else is going to satisfy the people in the middle. And Joe Biden is just trying to do things for the students, you know, with the debt relief and.
Well, I can, Mark, enumerate lots of legislative successes. He couldn't get debt relief for the kids yet, but he's still trying. Come back. We're devils. We're still trying.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help.
Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standard room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, I'll come pick it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows dip down to about 41 tonight under partly cloudy skies. Winds out of the southeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, highs level off around 62. Mainly cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Slight chance for scattered showers. Lows around 42. Temperatures a bit below average Saturday and Sunday, with highs from the upper 40s to the low 50s. Scattered showers possible both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 64.
Fox Valley, regional and state news and commentary. For us to find common ground, Civic Media.
The Devil's Advocates, radio for the 99%.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines are open. You can join us, 844-967-2789. My wife, Steffi, must be on the road. She's texting me. You know, we should run for president, says Steph. Bill Press, he's 83 years old. You'd never guess it.
Oh, he's a sharp guy. And he's still a party animal, isn't he, Dom?
He sure is, man.
When's he getting back from Europe? When's he rejoining
us? I think like next week. It's coming soon.
A little bit of a sabbatical from the podcast Bill's taken. Yeah. He'll be back soon. We hope Bill Press, our buddy, miss him. Dom, at this hour, and we'll get back to the phones. You're all our friends and our buddies when you call us at 844-967-2789. We've got a pair of tickets to Saturday night's Brewers game at American Family Field, care of WISS AM. We'll give them away in this hour. But Dom, NBC News is reporting that former Vice President Mike Pence spent from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. That's a whole workaday for some people, Dom. Thursday, speaking before a grand jury impaneled in Washington, D.C. by Special Counsel Jack Smith. Wednesday night, the final appeals court shut down Donald Trump's demand to keep Pence silent. The only option left for Trump was to appeal to the Supreme Court. But before Trump could do it, Pence was sitting before a grand jury answering questions. I mean, talking about a guy who maybe wanted to get some news out there, maybe have this conversation. I think he wanted to have the conversation. NBC News reported they spotted multiple black SUVs with tinted windows entering the parking garage in the morning. Two black SUVs entered the courthouse garage around 9 a.m., an entrance that would allow witnesses to head up to the grand jury room on the third floor without being seen in the public area of the courthouse. The report noted that it's a huge step forward in zeroing in on Trump's role by having Pence recount specifically what the former president said to him and demanding he break the law on January 6th. And Pence previously revealed some details about what happened on January 6th in his memoir. He wrote a freaking book, Dom. But he hasn't been willing to answer questions under oath until now. Until today, Dom.
Today, literally today, the former vice president under oath in front of the Department of Justice talking about what Trump's efforts were. Now, earlier today, before this news came out that former Vice President Pence actually testified, as we were wondering, like, well, is Trump going to appeal? What's going to happen? Well, Trump, he went out, man. He tweeted or Truthy socialed his thoughts, and here's what he said. Before we knew that Pence was testifying in front of the DOJ, Jack Smith, today, quote, here's what Trump said. Biden is guilty of obstruction. 1,850 boxes unchecked, many found in Chinatown, heavy on classified documents. He's been totally uncooperative, won't show the documents under any circumstances, and is fighting like hell. I very simply went by the Presidential Records Act. Very importantly, it was designed and written for this purpose. Have a right to declassify and did absolutely nothing wrong, but the butt was purposely given by the DOJ and Biden, a Trump-loving Trump-hating prosecutor, Jack Smith. He's a Trump hater. His wife's a Trump hater. His family's a Trump hater. They all hate Trump. They hate him with a passion. This is Trump. They'll do anything they can to hurt Trump, but he's a harasser and an abuser of our people in order to obstruct and interfere with the 2020 presidential election. That's why they're doing it. We're leading by a lot in the polls. If I weren't, I believe it would all stop. Or if I weren't running, I believe it would all stop immediately, but that's not going to happen. The public will not stand for this unequal treatment. Joe Biden is guilty. I am not at all. Thank you very much.
Not at all? Not a little bit?
So I wonder, he might have had a little, you know, a little forethought on our heads up on Pence testifying today.
Dom, the Independent is reporting, and I don't think so. Because what he is saying is he's talking about the documents. That ain't why Pence is testifying, right? They don't give a damn. Pence doesn't care. They're not bringing Pence in to testify about documents being kept at Mar-a-Lago. They're bringing Pence in to testify about the insurrectionist and the coup attempt that was perpetrated against Mike Pence by his former boss. And Dom, as to the other investigation, right? The paperwork crimes, as I've often described them, the Mar-a-Lago. Although it could have gotten a lot worse here because we understand... Anyways, let me read the newest reporting from The Independent. Trump attorneys Timothy Parlator and John Rowley and James Trustee sent a letter to the House Intelligence Committee Chairman Mike Turner, wait for it, Dom, Republican from Ohio, asking for a GOP-led House of Representatives to take over the federal investigation. To preempt... The Department of Justice is not the appropriate agency to conduct investigations pertaining to the mishandling or spillage of classified materials.
Spillage.
There's a little spillage at Mar-a-Lago. Clean up on aisle 3.
A little ketchup on the walls.
This investigation is antithetical to the principles of fair and impartial search for the truth. It is abundantly clear through this investigation that the institutional practice and procedures within the White House for the handling of classified documents materials drastically differ from the long-established standard operating procedures employed by various agencies of the intelligence community, as well as the U.S. military. So, could you please, preempt the Department of Justice? They are certainly not the agency to do
investigations
or investigations. I mean, really, what a desperate plea, Dom. And, you know, I bet they're scrambling over in the Republican-controlled House right now to figure out how they can pull it off. Like, how can they preempt the DOJ? They've already tried this in regards to Alvin Bragg in the Manhattan DA's office.
Yep, Jim Jordan, yep.
Now they're going to what? The House Intelligence Committee is going to preempt the DOJ in regards to Trump's, you know, spillage of some classified documents, Dom. You know, clean it up. It's just a little mess. Isn't that what Consuela's for? 844-967-2789. The headlines of the day, they're better with your hot takes.
I declare
declassified.
News and talk. Up, down, and all around the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media.
ABC News. I'm Andy Field. The House has narrowly passed a bill that would increase the debt ceiling by $1.5 trillion. Also cut federal spending. Majority Leader Steve Scalise.
House Republicans are not going to sit on the sidelines. We're going to lead and present a solution. That's what this bill is.
That bill, though, not expected to pass the Senate, and the president says he'd veto it. Montana Republicans banning transgender lawmaker Zoe Zephyr from the House for the rest of the 2023 session. It's in retaliation for her scolding lawmakers over a ban on gender-affirming care for children.
I rose up in defense of my community that day, speaking to harms that these bills bring and that I have firsthand experience knowing about.
She'll still be allowed to vote remotely. President Biden and the South Korean president revealing a new plan to counter North Korea's nuclear threat by sending a U.S. nuclear ballistic sub to South Korea. Stocks fell again on Wall Street. This is ABC News.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. Wisconsin's only oil refinery reopens this summer, 5 years after it shut down following an explosion that injured 36 workers. The AP reporting the U.S. Chemical Safety Board found the refinery's lack of safeguards during a maintenance shutdown led to that blast causing $550 million in damages. The Canadian-owned refinery in Superior is expected to resume full operations by the end of June and employ some 350 people. The national COVID-19 public health emergency ends May 11th, but hospitals remain busy with patients who had delayed care during the pandemic. Doctors say they're catching diseases at later stages because of those delays, and now they're seeing patients with more serious health problems. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standing room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, out come tickets.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to the radio show your mother warned you about, The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Thursday, Friday Eve, as it's known around here. Tomorrow we'll be airing the grievances. This hour, though, we're giving away some Brewers tickets against the Angels. Saturday night game, American Family Field. A pair, courtesy of our flagship WISS, 1100 AM and 95. 8.3 FM, and of course our friends at WRCE News from the Center and Richland Center, and lots of good listeners, Dom. I got some other news. See what Rojo was up to in my absence.
The senior senator from the great state of Wisconsin continues to embarrass us on the national stage. I'm not surprised.
Why don't we have him on the show again anymore?
He could
be embarrassing himself on our stage.
Yeah.
The headline here, and we'll get to it in a minute. We're going to get to the phones next. Is this the worst argument for climate inaction in political history? Question mark. I'll let you be the judge in just a minute. 844-967-2789. Don, before I take this first caller, I got to tell you, I got him out scouting real estate for me in La Crosse. We're looking for a home for the Eagle, 1490 AM.
Yeah, coming baby. Soon.
Dana from La Crosse, one of our biggest fans up there. How you doing, Dana?
Hey, Dana.
Good afternoon, Devils.
And let me publicly acknowledge your help in the pursuit, man. Thanks for the real estate tip.
Yeah, you betcha. I hope something works out for you quickly. I'm really waiting here with bated breath for you guys. You know, I need you to go live soon here.
I'd look around the middle of May. No promises, but I'd start listening on the airwaves closer to mid-May.
Well, I'm listening every day anyway, so I'll know when it happens.
All right.
Congratulations again. Great job, you guys. I really am proud of you.
Well, thanks, Dave.
You bet. Say, honestly, I think Biden beats Trump. I think he beats any of these current Republicans that are in there. They're all MAGA. And if they all have one common denominator, they're all just, well, they're living in an alternate reality. They don't speak the truth. They're constantly lying about Biden and the administration and what they're doing. The one guy I would be worried about if he got the nomination, I think it would be that Ben Hogan, the governor. He is a straight shooter.
What about Sununu from New Hampshire? It's an early primary state. He's an executive. He's considered a moderate, well, yeah. Although I don't find him overly moderate. He could have the appeal in the primary and perhaps win over a few of the suburban women in the general.
He would be a concern also. I find him a bit smarmy, and I think that, you know, people might see through some of that. But, yeah, a couple guys like that, that's who I would be concerned about for the Biden rerun. But other than that, I think he can beat any of these other guys that are already declared. You guys, you have a great night. I'm really looking forward to May. Take it easy, guys.
All right, Dana.
Thanks, Dana. Appreciate it, man.
He's the only guy I know, Dana, with like a homemade. He went to a place, like ordered his own Devil's Advocates window sticker online, had it made for his own car. Like that's more industrious than we've ever been. Dana's got the coolest car in God's country.
Thank you for the kind words. And let me just, if I can, maybe expand a little bit on what I got from Dana. I think if it's not Trump, we see this is it's Trump. You know, the whole point, Kurt, if I understand your position, is that, you know, he Biden is best positioned to defeat a candidate like Trump.
Yes.
And you may be right, but I would also throw the numbers out there. If Trump doesn't run, I think a lot of MAGA stay home. You know what I mean? Or Trump goes third party. You know what I mean? So there's a lot of variables in there. But I think if Trump is not the candidate, he may as well wipe 10% right off the top of that Republican turnout, man. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, but
a lot of those folks are running, or would it come out actually literally to vote because of Trump?
I'm less convinced. I mean, yes, on the low propensity voters. We've talked about them. They're rural voters in the state of Wisconsin, but they didn't first get turned on by Donald Trump. They got turned on by Scott Walker in the recall election. Many of them continued to vote for Donald Trump. Pardon me, in the most recent elections, we've actually seen a turn towards the blue. Certainly in the Protasiewicz race, the rural parts of Wisconsin, much bluer than they had been. But where did Tim Michaels, the Republican gubernatorial candidate in the state of Wisconsin, where did he really lose? He lost in the Wow counties. He lost in the traditional hotbeds of Republicanism. And why did he lose? It wasn't just because he alienated the Rebecca Clayfish family. It was because he alienated women. And if you put forth a candidate who wasn't an alleged rapist on behalf of the Republican Party, you might win back some of the Republican women that either didn't vote or voted for a guy like Joe Biden in the last elective cycle. But you start hammering the inflation, you know, you criminalize Hunter Biden and you besmirch the dad with the son's name, and you know that's coming.
Well, it's already there. It's already baked into the cake, man. You know, it's
Joe
like
Biden's Street, not no, exactly what's the a Fed popular incumbent.
It's already baked into the cake. They already know the bets are already made. That stuff's already there. You're going to tell me
when
that the
Trump
number one
was
mega,
41%,
the guy that transformed, that took over the Republican Party, if he's not on the ticket, that the mega's going to show up? Come on, man. I don't believe that for a minute.
Dominic, when Trump was the 41% incumbent, how did we think his reelective prospects looked? Why is it that Joe Biden at 41% is the hot ticket? But Donald Trump, when he was at 41%, there's no way this man could ever win re-election.
Because look who he's running against. Look at the competition. Don't compare me to the almighty Kurti. Compare me to the alternative. And there you go. Plus the fact that they won't, you're going to lose a big chunk of the MAGA. They're not going to come out and vote for DeSanctimonious as they continue to eat each other up. Just like they did locally in the Wisconsin gubernatorial race, they're going to do it on the national stage. And Trump, if he doesn't show up on, or whatever, maybe some Republicans, maybe something happens to the party. I don't think it does. But if for some reason Trump was not the nominee, he'd either run third party or people wouldn't show up for him. For the rest of the whatever's left of the GOP.
844-967-2789. Matt from Minneapolis, listening on KTNF, I suspect. Welcome, Matt. What do you got for us?
Hey, Matt.
Hey, what's going on? You guys are talking about age. There was this movie put out in 1968 called Wild in the Streets, and it featured a Jim Morrison rock singer who endorsed a younger candidate for president, and then he became president because they dumped LSD in the water supply in Washington, D.C. And, no, it's got Hal Holbrook, Ed Begley, and Shelley Winters. And I will send you the trailer to this movie. And if you guys want to put it out on your website on FB, that's groovy. But, yeah, and so everybody over 30, the hippies put them in concentration camps where they are force-fed LSD. What do you think about that?
Man, I'm not sure about that proposal, but the young kids today, especially in my home state in Wisconsin, because in some part of the abortion issue and the overturning of Roe v. Wade, but the young kids are voting in overwhelming numbers like they never have before. And we want to keep that momentum right. Going. And the issue of abortion will resolve in some way, shape, or form. Either we're going to overturn the 1849 law, or we're going to see some, hopefully, remedy that comes post-redistricting in the state of Wisconsin. But if these young kids are not encouraged, if they don't believe, if it's right back to the same old, my fear, Matt, is the kids today aren't going to be embracive of the 82-year-old presidential candidate. If we want to keep them inspired, we got to give them someone closer to their own generation.
Yeah, I agree. Anyway, I'll send you guys that trailer to that movie. You'll laugh your you-know-what off.
Man, a guy said, Jeff sent me Idiocracy. I haven't, it's still in my old briefcase. I haven't even watched it.
Come on, you got to watch
it. Still the rapper, I know.
Some good stuff. It explains a lot about where we are as a country. Thanks for the call, Matt. Kurti, yes. But, I mean, was here in the state of Wisconsin, was Prota Sawicz, you know, was she the inspirer of young children? I mean, she was the candidate, right? A lot of this is going to be, you know, circumstantial, situational. I mean, if it's the alternative, it's Biden or the alternative, and the kids still care. The young folks still care. They're not down with the fascism for the most part, to my understanding. They're down with inclusivity, and they're not down for, you know, shaming or throwing out the trans or the gays or the blacks or whatever you want to call the young folks. They're not down with all of that. And so, I mean, I think they're going to vote for the people or the party that are also not down with all of that. Regardless of who that person is. Now, do you have to be inspired? Isn't that kind of the criticisms to some degree of Democrats
the Democratic
generally?
Party?
You got to fall in love versus falling in line. But when the practicality comes down, when the rubber hits the road and you see the actual consequence of the MAGA being in charge and what they do, man, I don't know. I think there's motivation enough. We're talking about the survival of democracy, man.
But I you're mean, talking about the starkest factor. Of contrast between Joe Biden and Donald Trump. And I'm saying if it is a much less stark contrast, if it's a Sununu, a gubernatorial candidate, and it's Joe Biden might not seem quite as sharp and as the chosen one,
Sure, he might see Sununu, what is Sununu's position on abortion? What is Sununu's position on gay marriage,
Sununu
on interracial
is,
marriage,
is actually,
on tax policy? I mean, you know, he is carrying. He's going to be the Republican. He's going to get the mega. And if he's not, he's not getting the mega vote. So, yeah, I mean, I hear what you're saying, but when you really think about what he's going to offer that is going to be different from Donald Trump or anybody, any of these other DeSantis or Nikki Haley, it's pretty much the same.
Sununu is I'm not going to say he's pro-abortion, but he's not anti-abortion. That is one tremendous distinction between John Sununu and the vast majority of Republicans,
sure,
including
Tim
Michaels.
Sure, okay, then a lot of evangelicals won't vote for him then. See what I'm saying?
That who won't?
The evangelicals. Your single issue evangelical anti-abortion will not vote for a pro-abortion Republican, period.
Really? Because Donald Trump used to be on Planned Parenthood's board once upon a time, my understanding. But when he was the vessel of their judicial nominees, they liked them just fine. 844-967-2789. Our pal Chris from Sun Prairie, welcome back. How you been?
Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
Demolition Man. Have you seen it?
I don't know that I have. Tell me about that.
Wesley Snipes and
Sylvester Stallone.
Rocky? Yeah, vaguely. Yeah. Pretty bad movie, if I recall.
Well, the thing is, if you're willing to conform, you can live on the surface. If you're not, you have to live in the sewers.
Join us in the sewers, Chris.
If it's deemed unhealthy, it's deemed illegal. And it was made in 1996.
Come on, the whole of America's living in the sewers that is fast food reality. I mean, the whole of our society has gained about 30 pounds since the 90s or whatever it was.
Oh, well, speak for yourself, Crudy. Okay, how does that translate to today's conversation, Chris?
I thought it was pertinent, you know, because the people that are willing to conform have high credit scores, big jobs, et cetera, et cetera. The people that are not willing to conform is the other 90% that are not making, you know, $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 a year.
Well, Chris, that's probably true. Dom has always been a nonconformist, and that's how he ended up in radio.
I just keep thinking of the movie They Live with Roddy Piper, man. I mean, it's one of my favorites. And of course the aliens, they look like us until you get the fancy sunglasses and you can see that they're really not like us. But once you see it, you see all the subliminal advertising, you know. Obey. Chris, thanks for the call, man.
Roddy Piper, you needed sunglasses to know that guy wasn't quite right.
Oh man,
see, one of the aliens he had to,
hey, man,
be right.
I gotta tell you what, talk about a movie ready for a relaunch, a remake. They Live, I want to see it, man. I'm telling you right now, let's see it.
You have strange taste, especially.
I've come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass, and I'm all out of bubblegum.
Come back, Devil's Advocates. I never chewed bubblegum. Get stuck in your teeth.
Yeah, the tobacco's much better.
Puts hair on your chest.
Yeah.
Well, not for me, but, you know, for some of the women folk.
Not so much for your head, though, but keep trying.
844-96-PARTY. We got some Brewers tickets. Stick around. We'll give them to you.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the grave digger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standing room only? You ain't going to find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't going to find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, I'll come pick it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows dip down to about 41 tonight under partly cloudy skies. Winds out of the southeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, highs level off around 62. Mainly cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Slight chance for scattered showers. Lows around 42. Temperatures a bit below average Saturday and Sunday, with highs from the upper 40s to the low 50s. Scattered showers possible both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 64.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
That are coming up. I think, I'm just an optimist, but I feel like there's going to be something that happens that keeps him out of it, because the Biden-Trump rematch is such a worn-out thing right now. I just can't see it happening.
So,
I'm looking at places like Montana and Tennessee where, you know, you got the Tennessee 3 coming up. You've got Zoe Zephyr in Montana, the trans legislator, and the groundswell support those people are getting in red states. I think it's going to change the profile of everything.
Tom, just for clarity's sake, so when Donald Trump is actively a participant in the Iowa caucuses in January of 2024, then you and I will meet down at Hawks and you'll buy me a triple double, right?
Wait, does he have to be an active in the primary as a Republican, or just active in the primary, Curdy?
Ooh.
Yes. So clarify, please.
Wait, say it again.
Well, Donald Trump, as we discuss the limitations of this of the circumstance,
we got to put up some guardrails.
Donald Trump shows up at the primary, but as a third party, not as a GOP, not as the candidate.
No, he's got to be in the I would buy Tom's drink then. He's got to be in the Republican primary field. Do we agree, Tom? Good. He's got to be in the Iowa caucuses, sir, running as a Republican.
That sounds good. Looking forward to it, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. Looking
You're buying.
Free drinks.
844-967-2789.
I'm an optimist.
We'll be going out drinking on a Tuesday night. Dick from Madison, that wouldn't be rare for you, I bet. Welcome, Dick.
Hey, Dick.
Well, guys, I got to tell you, we're 18 months out, and that's an eternity in politics, and you guys both know that. Scott Walker was the front runner in 2015 at this point on the Republican side.
Kind of.
So,
Trump didn't get in until June.
And then it all went away until you've seen Ron DeSantis, who can destroy a run for the presidency even faster. But do you think that Mike Pence had Dan Quayle with him as his attorney today?
Isn't it sad to think, Dick, that the guardrail of our democracy was Dan Quayle's legal advice to Mike Pence?
Yeah, it's very sad.
Okie dokie, Dr. Jones, hold on to your potatoes.
But, no, you know, there's all kinds of up-and-comers in the party. Cory Booker, I really like him. This kid,
that young whippersnapper Tony Evers, is a Democratic governor from the swing state Midwest.
Well, how about, I can't even remember his name, but he impressed me immensely. The current mayor of Cleveland, Ohio, is just a brilliant young kid.
Can someone go run for Senate or something before we anoint them the next president? You know, look at Buttigieg. You don't go from mayor to president. That's too big a leap.
Yep. And it was very unusual in Obama's case.
Hey, Dick.
I was going to say, how long was Obama, a senator before?
2 years.
First term in his second year.
Yes.
Unprecedented what happened there. When you think about it, it's pretty amazing.
Well, he was a state legislator before he ran for the Senate, before he ran for the presidency. And strangely, Dick, I was watching on that cold Illinois morning. He did it in front of a Lincoln statue. And it was like 15 below, and the guy was not wearing gloves. And I'm like, put on some gloves, amazing. Man. You'll never make it through the primary.
I watched that very same thing. And he's proved what he was, and the rest is history.
Apparently he has warm hands or pockets or something. Dick, let me ask you, if we gave you some tickets to the Brewer game Saturday night, would you and Mrs. Dick show up?
I can't. I really would love to, but I've got some stuff going on with my kids and, you know, grandkids this weekend.
Well, we only got two tickets, Dick. You're SOL, as they say. Right. I'm not all generous like that, Dick. Appreciate you listening. But if you want some Brewer tickets, you better hurry up and call, because John from Boaz didn't stick around like I asked him to.
Oh, no. 844-967-2789. Crudy. Ro Khanna, a Democratic congressman, being a little critical. Dianne Feinstein, the venerable senator from California, 89 years old, missing some votes. It's starting to have an impact, certainly an impact. She has been ill, apparently.
Well, they could not subpoena John Roberts.
Is that an age thing? Do you think he says she should gracefully step down, gracefully retire, so the Dems in the Senate can move on and get some legislation passed? Do you find that an appropriate comment from Democrat Ro Khanna?
Do I find it appropriate? Yes, because she's unable to perform the duties of her job, and we're unable to impress upon the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court subpoena power. And above and beyond that, we're not able to move forward with our judicial nominees. And that's kind of a big deal, because let's not forget what they do to Obama. They held like 140 vacancies on the guy. And as soon as Trump won, they filled them with a bunch of wackos like Kaczmarek. Right? Well, that is the consequence. And it's nothing against Dianne Feinstein. I've never met the woman. But if you're not able to perform the job, and your illness or your inability to perform the job,
regardless of your age,
if you were, I mean, if John Fetterman was the problem, and John Fetterman was away from work, but if he was on the Judiciary Committee and his continued absence prevented us from moving judicial nominations, I'd be looking for a new Judiciary Committee member. And in this case, I think it would be appropriate. 844-967-2789. Terry, how you doing, Terry?
Hey, Terry.
I am doing great. How are you guys?
Good, Terry.
Awesome, thank you.
You got something clever to say and win some Brewer tickets quick?
Perhaps. My thought when you were talking about Pence arriving in the two black limos.
Yes, ma'am.
I thought it would be extremely entertaining if they were the same two guys in the car that appeared on January 6th.
Oh, the Secret Service drivers. I'm not getting in that car.
In their car, though, Terry.
What if they showed up with both of the Pence brothers? Remember when they escaped from the room and they looked like there was a body double and it was Congressman Pence?
No, I don't remember that at all.
Well, trust me on that one. Terry, would you go to the ball game Saturday night if we sent you some tickets?
I totally would.
Terry, you hold on tight. E-Bone's going to get to you real quick. 844-967-2789. Drew from Lake Mills might be our last one for the day. Drew, make it a good one.
Hey, Drew.
Hey, guys. Hey, I missed most of the show today, but I did hear something about Ron Johnson claiming that climate change is good for Wisconsin.
The headline, "Is this the worst argument for climate inaction in political history?" Philip Bump at the Washington Post. The answer is absolutely yes. Ron Johnson said the most ridiculous thing of all time, effectively, because we'll have less extreme cold, less Wisconsinites will die. So climate change is a great thing.
For Wisconsin.
Africans be damned. Thank you all for listening. Joel Clayfish. Raised in the Wisco at 7, 6 o'clock, Native Roots Radio. Thank you all for listening. We'll do it again Friday. Grievances.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA life insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media app.
News.